The Yom al-Quds is the day which has been announced by our late leader to mark the occupation of the Holy Land and that of the Grand Al-Aqsa Mosque, the first Qibla of the Muslims.
وقتی یک میلیارد جمعیت فریاد کرد اسرائیل نمیتوند از همون فریادش میترسد.
This day has converted into an icon for standing up for the sake of haq, righteousness, truth, human dignity. There are some people who bring this sort of excuse that there are people who are nasibi in the Holy Land. First of all, even if there is one lover of Quran and Ahlul Bayt on that Holy Land, we have an obligation to support. Second of all, is Masjid al-Aqsa also a nasibi? Is it allowed in Islam to let your masjid be occupied? We are proud to be following the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, who has said, whoever hears a person calling for help and he didn't reply positively, he is not a Muslim. And we are proud to be the followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, who has said in his wasiyyah, be an opponent of the oppressor and a supporter of the oppressed.
نحن شيعة علي بن أبي طالب في العالم. لن نتخلى عن فلسطين ولا عن شعب فلسطين ولا عن مقدسات الأمة في فلسطين.
Also, we are proud to follow our Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, who has said, the one who claims our love but did not disassociate from our enemy is lying. Enemies of the past, enemies of the present, for Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. I urge all of you to stand for justice on the Yom al-Quds. Stand for your conscience if you love peace.
Inshallah, be tawfiq ilahi, ta 25 سال دیگه چیزی به نام رژیم صهیونیستی در منطقه وجود نخواهد داشت به فضل الهی.
ان الباطل کان زهوقا.